I'm the first thing that you see, last thing that you need. Oh, this love, you turn your back on me. Bring me high and even low. I saw a light shine over me. I saw love. I saw buildings light up gold. And you kissed me under lightning bolts. The last thing that you said was the first thing that I started repeating alone in my head. When I turned and you were gone, suddenly I just stopped believing every word that you said. I saw buildings light up gold, and you kissed me under lightning bolts. I saw the stars light up the sky, wished on them all night for you to take me home.
That was London-based singer-songwriter Carly Thomas with a song entitled Lightning Bolts from her new EP Explode. Now, Carly Thomas will be making her Guelph debut at Van Gogh's Ear on Saturday, November the 22nd, on a bill that also features Guelph band Let's Just Be Friends. We reached Carly Thomas at home in London. So it's great to talk to you today, Carly.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'd like to talk about your music. We mentioned at the start of this interview, you will be in Guelph for your first show in Guelph at Van Gogh's Ear. That takes place, as we mentioned earlier, on the 22nd of November. But it's always good to start off with learning a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about your music.
Sure. Well, I've been writing a lot through my life. I've sort of been through a lot of change, a lot of moving around internationally. And music was sort of my constant along the way of that. So I sort of used that as a way to sort of translate all my emotions that went with transition and all that. So that's where it started. My family is from London, Ontario. So those are where my roots are. But I grew up everywhere. I was born in Bangkok. I lived in France for a while. So I was very lucky to be experiencing a lot of different cultures, and I feel very... very rich in different experiences. So a lot of that gets into my writing for sure.
So what was it that made you feel that you wanted to make music a career? That's always the fascinating question, you know, where people make that leap. Was there something specific that happened in your life that you suddenly thought, you know, maybe this is how I want to spend my life?
You know, I can't really recall a moment where that happened, but it sort of was just like a process, I suppose. But growing up, my family was really encouraging to sort of follow your dreams and everything like that. So it just sort of, it's just what I always wanted to do. And I knew I would always do it, but when I was starting to play more live at bars and I was getting good response, I sort of realized, hey, you know, maybe I can really do this. Maybe we can really give this a shot. So just been plugging away at it since. And I've had the sort of ups and downs I've taken little breaks from doing it sort of more full time, but usually that's because I just want to focus on writing and things like that. And I went on a tour a couple years ago, and that sort of, I had a sort of aha moment then, and I was like, hey, you know, this is possible, especially because I think as an artist, there's this sort of expectation that something will happen or someone will find you. And I realized I sort of had that moment in life, which I think everyone sort of has, but it's like, I'm going to make this happen, and anything is possible. And you realize that you can do anything. You're no different from anyone else, so why not? So I sort of had more confidence in the last few years of just getting out there and sort of making my own path. And here I am.
You have two long players to your name. I think Distance actually came out in 2003, and then Up This High in 2010.
Yes.
The latest EP, Explode, is that a little different? You mentioned about taking breaks at periodic times in your music career. Do you have a different feel about the new EP versus the albums you've produced in the past?
I think the new one is, I sort of created it. I really wanted to, I've been recording a lot of demo stuff, and I was in transition from Vancouver moving back here. And it was more of a reflective album in a way. And I was on a break. I was working actually more in the film industry, working on a documentary film on a totally different spectrum of the music business, the EDM movement. So I sort of had a little break from doing the more live shows and folk rock kind of stuff. But I think it was different. Just it felt a lot less pressure to kind of, you know, I was sort of like, this is just what I'm going to make. This is, I'm making this. I need to let this go. And I'm really happy with the result of not feeling so, how do I explain it? It was sort of like, I wasn't really thinking about where it was going to end up. I just wanted to really get this out that I'd been working on while traveling for the last few years. So.
And that sounds like that aha moment you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting it out there, and you have a strong feeling that things are going to happen. And certainly, having had a chance to listen to the songs on Explode, I think you're heading in a very strong direction. I did actually want to ask you about a song that isn't on the EP, and I was looking on your website. That is carlythomas.com, and I'm fascinated by the "I Remember You" song, which was I think if I'm right, it's featured in a suicide prevention documentary. But can you talk about that, because it's got a great video, and I'm going to make sure our listeners can actually check that out as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because that was a song that I released specifically for a documentary. Actually, the same director that I was working with on this film, he said, I'm doing this, docudrama about two women, and they both have lost children to suicide. I went in and watched the documentary, and he said, do you have anything that you could write for this? And for me, I mean, it's such a sad story, but it was also a story of finding hope in such a dark situation. So I wrote the "I Remember You," and it was featured on the docudrama. And then a couple of years later, it was sort of, you know, they were going to have that song. It was for them. A couple of years later, the Mental Health Association got involved more and released it officially. And we made the video for it, and it's on their site. It's howwesurvive.ca. And actually if you download that song, you can, I think it's set up so that you can pay what you like, and all the proceeds go to the Canadian Mental Health Association. So yeah, it was sort of I wanted to give that to that cause, because I think it's important to start a conversation and more about that, and everyone start getting the stigma away from it.
Oh, absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And when I actually watched the video, it's a really strong video. So definitely check out that video if you get a chance. I think it's on your website. Isn't there a link to that?
It is, yeah. And I'll repost it too after this conversation, so that everyone can, it's right there on the front page.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah. It's on the website. It's also on the howwesurvive.ca. And
and downloadable from there.
It's a very touching video. It's very intense.
No, that's great. Well, I'm glad we had that as part of today's conversation.
Yeah,
you're coming to Guelph on the 22nd. We mentioned at the start of the interview, it's your first visit. Can you give our listeners a little bit of a feel for what they'll expect at a Carly Thomas show?
Sure, yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to be playing with my full band. I've got some great players backing me. It's going to be the full sound like you're hearing on the record. I do a lot of storytelling. It's always a fun time. I've been having a really good time playing with the band. I play solo as well a lot, but there's something about that energy. So I would expect just a really good time. Everyone should come out. It's my first time in Guelph. I'm really excited to play Van Gogh's Deer. I've heard a lot of great things about it. There's a lot of bands in London that have played there, and so that was sort of my go-to. And I think we've got a couple of local support, the Let's Just Be Friends and Betsy Smith. So I think it'll be a good full-rounded show.
We're certainly looking forward to welcoming you
Guelph.
We've got time for one more song, and I thought we should play the title track from the Explode EP. I'm going to give you a chance to introduce that, but tell us a little bit about how that came together.
Sure. Well, the title track was sort of the first song that really... I played it in Vancouver when I lived there with my band, and it was sort of written right after the recording of Up This High, my second release. But it was sort of just coming alive. And then I went through the move and everything, and I wasn't playing with the band anymore, so it was sort of just sort of on the shelf for a while. But a lot of my good friends, they were like, you gotta record that song, that's your rock song. So I think it's just about, I think a lot of my songs are about that moment where you kind of make a decision or you know that something is going to happen, whether it's good or bad, and that's sort of about this, oh my God, moment, God, I'm not explaining it well at all. This is probably why I write songs, but yeah, I'm really proud of the title track. I think it's a great, there's a lot of great work in there. Yeah, it's good. It's a good rock song. I hope you enjoy it.
That's great. So this is Carly Thomas from the new EP, and we're playing the title track today, which is Explode. Remember, more information on Carly Thomas, check out carlythomas.com. Carly, it's been a great pleasure talking to you today.
You as well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I look forward to getting into Guelph and coming back for more shows in the future.
That's great. Well, thanks for talking to us today. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
You can almost hear the change. Softly say my name, but you're not here anymore. Stuck on this ride. So I put in my change, a ticket sold, play the game. New romance says you take your chances for love in the rain. Can't win if you don't play, replay. Oh, we play. I'm cut off. You can't bear to hear the question. I don't know why I ask. I just take it back. Oh, oh, change your mind. Turn around. I'll hold you every time. Relax. I don't have the answers. All I know is you give and you go. Giving you go your firecracker, waiting to explode. And all I know is giving you go, giving you go your firecracker in my head, waiting for me to let go, so you can explode. Say, whatever you need. feel it or goes away. I hear rain now, stuck in this basement suite, and I feel chained down, feel like a shadow at your feet, never finding right angles to be seen. Waiting for me to let go, so you can explode. Go, you're